Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should first of all offer his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Person of the Godhead, Sri Narayan, and to Sri Narayan Narayan Rishi, the supremest human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By daily attendance to the Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, text number 36. Entitled Instruction for Civilized Human Being. So repeat after me. Ya Praradya Grihat Puvam Tri Vaga Vragavapanat Puna Yadi Sivita Tan Bhikshu Sa Vai Vaktasye Apitraspa. Please help me. I'm not so good in Sanskrit. I'm trying. Okay. So let's go. Ya pradya krihat prava trivigrapanat puna yadi savatatat bitsu Savai Natsi Aprarapa Ya One who Pravaya Be finished for good and living for the forest. Be situated in transcendental bliss. Graha from home, Puva at first, Trivaga the three principles of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, Avapana from the field in which they are sown. Puna again. Yadi if Savita should accept Ta materialistic activities. Big so a person who has accepted the Sannyas order. Sa, that person. Vai, indeed. Vata asi, who eats his own vomit. Aparatpa. Without shame. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, Sila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Somopadke. Translation. One who accepts the sannyas order give up the three principles of materialistic activities in which one indulges in the field of household life, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. One who first accepts sannyas but then returns to short materialistic activity is to be called a vantasi, or one who eats his own vomit. He is indeed a shameless person. So repeat after me. One who accepts the sannyas order gives up the three principles of materialistic activities in which one indulges in the field of household life, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. One who first accepts sannyasi but then returns to short materialistic activity is to be called a vantasi, or one who eats his own vomit. He is indeed a shameless person. Purport. Materialistic activities are regulated by the institution of Vanashram Dharma. Without Vanashram Dharma, materialistic activities constitute animal life. Yet, even a human life, while observing the principle of Vana and Ashram, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaisya and Sudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, one must ultimately accept Sannyas, the renounce order. For only by the renounce order one can be situated in Brahma Sukha, or transcendental bliss. In Brahma Samhita, one is in Brahma Sukha, one is no longer attached by lusty desires. Indeed, when one is no longer disturbed, especially by lusty desires for sexual indulgence, he is fit to become a sannyas. Otherwise, one should not accept the sannyas order. If one accepts sannyas at an immature stage, there is every possibility of his being attracted by women and lusty desires, and thus again becoming a so-called grihastha, or a victim of women. Short a person is most shameless, and he is called Vatasi, one who is that which he has already vomited. He certainly leads a condemned life. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it is advised, therefore, that the sannyas and brahmacharis keep strict aloof from the association of women, so that there will be no chance of their falling down again as victim of lusty desires. Om Agyana Trimendasya Gyana Gyana Salakaya Takshur Umiltam Yena Tasmae Si Gurave Namaha Sri Titanya Manubistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kada Maya Dadanti Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopisa Gopikanda Radha Kanta Namasute Chapcha Kantana Gorangi Radhe Visavanu Sutkari Tabani Sute Devi Pramanami Hari Priye Vanta Karpata Rubista Kripa Sundu Biai Vacha Patitana Pavanabio Vaisnavibio Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Prisutarini Neve Sesa Sunyavani Prisutarini Jai Sri Krishna Tintaya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasare Gurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. You are all welcome. Hare Krishna. Before I start the class, I want to congratulate all of you for spending all your time to come and listen to a small man like me. So all of you, I want to greet you with a powerful prayer. Maybe some of you know it. Nana sastra vicharanakani puno sadharma samstapako lokanaita karuna tribhuvani manya samjakaro Radha Krishna Parana Vrinda Bhajana Nandi Namataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuju Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuju Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghudugu Sri Jiva Gopalako. All of you represent the six Goswamis. Great souls like you maintain this dam. Vrindavan is the holiest of all dams in the whole world. All of you are maintaining this dam. This is the work of the Goswamis you are doing. So you are all welcome to this class. Hare Krishna. This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, chapter 36, text 36, entitled The Instructions of a Civilized Man. A civilized man is man who follow the four regulatory principles. No fish, no meat, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, and chant 16 rounds every day. That is a civilized man. That is a civilized man. Those who wear coat and tie with BB cars, you ask them, who are you? They even don't know who they are. You think they are civilized? They go to universities. They have big salaries, but they don't know the goal of life. At one time, in the Bank of Namisroyan, the civilized men, the holy men, they sat down. They wanted to know what is going to be in the coming millennium. So they sit down and choose somebody to speak. And that person was Sukadev Goswami. So Sukadev Goswami was asked 6 questions. Sukadev Goswami, after Lord Krishna have left the planet, where has religion taken shelter? This is the question of a civilized man. Where has religion taken shelter? 2, he said, oh Sukha Goswami, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is not just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The animals do the same. We have to do higher. When you have this human body, out of 8,400,000 species of life before you get this human body. So this human body is very rare. And when you get this human body, your duty to serve, to come and serve and worship Krishna and Balaram. Three, they said, what is the sacrifice for this age? Who know the sacrifice, Prabhuji? Who know the sacrifice for this age? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kulonas Deva Kulonas. In this age of Kali, in this age of Karel and hypocrisy, there is no other way. Prabhu, am I true? Huh? You chanted just now the Ketan. Am I saying the truth? Prabhuji, yes? Huh? Thank you very much. That's number three. They said, what is the duty of a man who is about to die? What is the duty of a man who is about to die? All of us here, we are about to die. We don't know. There was a person in the Bhagavatam who knows the time he's going to die. Who can tell me? In this, who? I don't hear. Thank you very much, Dandavat. A scholar, a pandit. When he give class, you marvel. He has wonderful stories in his head. Parikshit Maharaj was caused to die in 7 days' time by a small Brahmana boy called Sringi. Parikshit Maharaj was an emperor, not a king, not a president, an emperor. Emperor means he controls the whole universe. He has all the wealth of Krishna, beauty, fame, strength, renunciation, name it. Fame. There are six qualities of Krishna. I've named strength, beauty, fame, wealth,
knowledge.
These were the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. And his grandfather is Arjun, the five Pandavas, Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjun, Nakula, Sahadev. These are five people on earth. Nobody on earth can challenge them in anything, for beauty, for strength, for power, for everything. These five people have all these qualities. These are the grandson. Their grandson is called Parikshit. And before he was named Parikshit, the meaning is one who observes. He was about to be killed by Brahmastra, sent by Aswatthama in the womb of his mother. And Uttara went to Krishna and said, "Oh, Krishna, all the Pandavas are about to be terminated. I have pregnancy here, and Aswatthama has sent Brahmastra to kill all the Pandavas. Save me." And Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and protected Parikshit. So Parikshit saw Krishna in the womb. So when he was born, he wanted to see this person he saw in the womb. That's why he's called the observer. This Parikshit Maharaj, when he was ruling the earth, there was no famine. No. There was no hunger. There was no war. Today we hear war in Africa, in Afghanistan, even in India here, some parts of. In those days, there was no war, no sin. He was so powerful, perfect king. At one time, he said, "Okay, because he's a Kshatriya, he wants to practice hunting." He went to the forest to hunt. But at that time, he didn't kill animals. He was angry. So he was going home. He met a sage meditating like this. And because he said the etiquette, Even Indians, people are born with these qualities. You know how to welcome a stranger. All of you, you know this etiquette. Give him his nice seat, water and everything. So the sage didn't welcome Parikshit Maharaj, and the king became annoyed. Why this sage, me the emperor of the whole universe, he didn't welcome me? He must be proud. I'll teach him a lesson. So he took a dead snake and put on the neck of the sage, and he went away. The sage was having a small boy at the age of maybe 5 upwards. He was playing with his friends. So he came by, he saw his father with a gallon of snake. He said, "My God, who has done this to my father? My father is in trance. Somebody come and put a snake on his neck. That person must be a mad person. Why should you be that?" The boy was a brahmana, not by qualification, brahmana by birth. A brahmana who is second, who has this threat being given by the guru, second is a first class brahmana. But like in India here, many people are born in a brahmanical family, and most of them are not, they don't chant Hare Krishna. Like I was in Mayapur, I see some brahmanas, they fish, they go catch fish. They have brahmana thread, but they are catching fish in Ganga. I say, is this a brahmana? And they catch fish in the Ganga, yes, brahmana thread. I say, is this a brahmana? Brahmins, we are Brahmins, they don't do that. So the boy calls Parikshit to say, "Oh, the person who did this to my father, in 7 days' time, he take water, he do achana." He said, "In 7 days' time, this person will be bitten by a snake. And in a few minutes' time, the father wake up. He saw the snake. The father removed the snake. And the boy was standing there crying. The father said, 'Why are you crying?' He said, 'Somebody put the snake on your neck, and I've cursed him already.' The father said, 'Why did you do this? You spoiled the whole Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, brahmanas curse, they don't bless. This is how all these things started. In Kali Yuga, we're supposed to give blessings. Hare Nam. We have to give food for life. We do all these things. We preach. That's why people come to the temple. We preach to them. Because this Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large. Because it prays the rays of Benjamin Moon, the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. It enables us to fully taste the nectar for which are always anxious." So the father sent somebody to go tell the king that, "King, my son has mistakenly cursed you. In 7 days' time, you'll die by a snake bite." When the king heard this, "If it's you, Prabhu, you say, 'Oh, my children, am I going to die for 7 days? Why will I leave my children, my wealth, my wife, my all wonderful things? Oh, Krishna, please protect me.' People come here, they pray, 'Krishna, protect me.' We don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. Nobody. Even the brahmanas who chant mantra, when death comes, you don't want to die. But Parikshit Maharaj, when he hear this, he say, 'Oh, this is Krishna's blessing. Krishna is so merciful. Krishna wants me to become detached.' He said, 'I accept it.' What did he do? He removed all his royal clothes and dressed like a brahmachari. He wear only kupen and went to the bank of Namishroyan. At that time, Sukadev Goswami was sitting down, came also, and he asked Sukadev Goswami, 'For 7 days, 7 nights, no eating, no sleeping, no drinking, nothing. He fasted for 7 days and he was asking questions. What should I do? I'm about to die.' And Sukadev Goswami said, 'Somebody want to die? Should Pakti Amam Abijan Anti Yabasiatas Mitabata Tatu Mam Tatu Vesam Visatitat Anantaram. A man who's about to die should hear, should chant, should remember, should worship, should become friendly, should offer everything, and should become, he will offer his very self to the little feet of Govinda. Then, at the end of life, you go back home, back to the kingdom of God. When Parikshit Maharaj had all these instructions, for 7 days he was hearing about Krishna Katha. He asked many questions, many questions he asked, and he was enlightened. The 7th day, the snake bird come. Even he was not even aware when the snake bird bites him, and he passed away. He went back home, back to the spiritual world. So this is the nature of a civilized man. Here we are told that when you become a sannyas, you don't go for economic development, sense gratification of religiosities. Though these are the qualities of a brahmana. Sarmo dharma tapa sucham. Shanti, Gyana Vigyanam Astikyam. Kabo, can you remember? Help me. Samaya Karma Sambhavayam, the qualities of Brahmanas. The sannyas have them. But sometimes, due to material nature, they fall down. And when they fall down, it's like somebody who vomits. And you eat that vomit. How you are called an uncivilized person or a shameless person. So we are advised, don't become a brahmana at an immature stage. Like this handsome Prabhu. You are not yet qualified to be a brahmana. It's an yes. You are too young and beautiful. Because in Kali Yuga, we have 7 miseries. 7. 1. Birth. 2. Disease. 3. Old age. 4. Death. Then we have the 5th one, adiatmic, adibhutic, adidevic. Adiatmic are the miseries caused by the mind. Your mind starts telling you, this woman is so beautiful, he can sing nice, he can make nice galant. Oh, this woman is so affectionate. Oh, this woman is so wonderful. See, you wear nice sari. Your mind starts telling you, as a brahmachari, you don't know you are a brahmachari, your mind starts telling you, and she'll be greeting you, Prabhu Hare Krishna. You say, oh, this lady is so humble. She's haunting you. She's haunting you. This is called adiatmic. Adidevic, miseries called by the demigods. In Vrindavan, before I come to Vrindavan, I was afraid. People were telling me that in Vrindavan is too hot and too cold. Too hot and too cold. So I was afraid. I said, if I come here, I will die. But here I am in Vrindavan. People are surviving. I have to survive. Vrindavan is the best holy place in the whole universe. Here Krishna plays his pastimes with the gopis, Vrajavasis. Before I came, I was advised. They said, never offend any Vrajavasi. So when I see the Matajis here, are they fear like this? So are they fear? When I see devotees, are they pay pranam? I don't want to offend anybody born in Vrindavan. They are not ordinary people. Anybody born in Vrindavan, Puri, Mayapur, they are not ordinary souls. These are people who have been associated with Krishna for many years, but because of small faults, they come back. Don't joke with anybody born in Vrindavan or Puri. People born, they said, even Puri, people are born in Puri, they have 4 hands. They have Vishnu forms. People born in Vrindavan, They always play, like Prabhu play flutes. If in the night when he sleep, he play flutes. Eh? Vrindavan is wonderful. It's the holy land. So, the last one, Ade Devik, Ade Atmik, Ade Bhutik. Miseries caused by other living entities, like monkeys. In Vrindavan, we have monkeys. One time, I was reading a book written by Radhanath Swami. Radhanath Swami came to Vrindavan after touring all the holy places in the world. So he came to Vrindavan. He was acting like a Babaji. He used to sleep near Yamuna in the night. Early in the morning, he would go and bath. And it was very cold, freezing. He would go and bath in the Yamuna and just wear some loin clothes. He doesn't even wear... He threw away his... He was wearing jeans when he was coming from Europe. But this time now, he was wearing Babali clothes. So it was feeling cold. And one time... So he was begging for food. He went to beg some old lady, and old lady gave him 1 rupee. He got this 1 rupee. He went to people who are selling peanuts. No peanuts? You know what is peanuts? Yeah, he bought this peanuts. Sometimes they fry it, sometimes. So he bought this peanuts because he liked to chew peanuts. So he was saying, when I go to my ashram, he was staying in a cave. He said, I'll be just chewing these peanuts to enjoy, satisfy myself. As he was going, a big monkey appeared before him and slapped him and took the granite from him. He cannot fight the monkey. The monkey is so big and he opened his teeth like this. Maharaj was afraid. That time he was not Maharaj. He was just an ordinary person. So he left the monkey. He went to his cave. He lied down for the whole night. He was hungry. You see what living entities can do? Monkeys, even here when you are eating prasad, all in Vrindavan they try to make shelter. Otherwise, they will come and take your prasad from you. Monkeys can do it. In Mayapur, I was going to Ganga to bath during Ekadasi. So when I was going, I was alone around 3 a.m. So I was going, and something was coming behind me. As I turned my back, a big dog just jumped and bit me. I fell down, I was rolling on the ground. Nobody was there. I have to go to hospital. They give me 10 injections. You see what other living entities can cause? These are the miseries we are suffering in this world. And we are thinking we are so happy. No. These miseries, birth, death, disease, old age, miseries by the mind, miseries by other living entities, miseries by demigods, these are our real fight. If we fight to overcome them, at the end, we can go back home, back to the spiritual world. Prabhu said, I should talk about, today is a disappearance day of Samananda Prabhu. Samananda Prabhu, I don't know much, but is an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, all of you, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an incarnation of Lord Krishna. He came with associates to perform the Sankirtan Jagya for this age. I believe he must have been one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was wonderful in all his activities. I cannot speculate because I didn't read more about him. But he played a nice role in helping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach this Sankirtan movement worldwide. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there is any comment or any question or any chastisement, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
We hear so many wonderful pastimes. Then why still there is fear of death?
Why there is still
fear of death? Why do you fear?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 7. Mama Ivam so Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manasa Sranindriani, Prakriti Satani Kashanti. The living entities are my eternal fragmental part and parcel. But because of conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. We want to enjoy the senses. That's why we don't want to die. We want to enjoy the beautiful woman. We want to enjoy beautiful car, beautiful house, big bank account. We want to enjoy these things. Nobody wants to leave them. We are so attached to them. Me, Vrindavan, I will not leave Vrindavan to go to other country. No, I will stay here. Vrindavan is, I eat nice food. I get nice ashram. So attached. Oh, my wife. How can I leave my wife with my children? I love them so much. Why should I leave them? Even at death, there is a story in the Bhagavatam. There is a hunter called Mirigari. Mirigari. His profession is to kill animals. Mirigari, his father killed animals. He's a hunter. So at one time, Mirigari went to hunt. The way he killed animals, he killed them half-half. He would break the one leg. The animal would be running. He break the other leg. The animal would be running. He bust the eye. The animal would be running. He cut the ear. So painful. So the one time he was hunting, about to shoot, somebody tapping on the back. Hey! What are you doing? He turned. It was Narada Muni. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm hunting. He said, I want to kill the animal. He said, I learned this profession from my father. So Narada Muni said, no. If you want to kill the animal, you better kill the animal immediately. Just shoot him, maybe on the heart or on the head. He will die immediately. It's better. And you know, these animals you are killing, you suffer for that when you die. So he said, I'll give you a homework. He said, go and tell your wife and children that I met a man who stopped me from killing animals. He said, when I die, I'll go to hell. He said, who of you here is ready to go with me when I die? He asked the wife. My wife, I've been bringing food every day to sustain the family. Now I'm going to die. When I die, will you follow me to hell? The wife said, no. No, no, no. It's your duty to feed me. I didn't send you to go and kill animals. There are many work you can do. I will not follow you. Mirigari said, what? He called his son, the first son. He said, my son, I'm going to die. When I die, I'll go to hell because of the animals I'm killing to feed you. So when I die, would you follow me to hell? The son said, father, you are a fool, father. You are a fool. How can you ask me this question? You born me. You brought me on earth. Your duty is to feed me. So why should I go to hell with you when you die? He said, I'm not going. So all the family rejected him. So he went the next day to hunt. As he wanted to kill the animal, Narada Muni stopped him. He said, what experience do you have? He said, none of them refused to follow me when I die. Then he said, stop. I'll give you real occupation. He said, break your bow. This bow you are hunting with, break it. Mirigari said, if I break this bow, how can I get food? How can I feed my family? I will die with hunger. Narada Muni said, no. Break this bow, you will see wonders. Then Mirigari break the bow, and Narada Muni told him, say, go at home. Just chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Plant Tulsi. and circumambulate Tulsi every day, you see wonders. And Megari did it. He did it for 1 day, 2 days. People are passing by, villagers. They saw Megari, who was, you know, he was famous in killing animals, now chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. People start coming to see him. I know Indians have this charitable attitude. When they come to temple, they give donation. Either they bring flour, or they bring money, or they bring fruits. So people are coming to see Megari. People are bringing fruits, rice, dal. His house became so jam-packed with food. He never lacked. This is what we don't want to die because of attachment. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
You were speaking about the miseries.
Yeah.
Miseries are coming unknown to us. We don't know why.
Yes.
We are just like Prabhupada gave the example. Just like as miseries are coming uninvited, happiness also coming uninvited.
Yeah.
So we should see that how we should engage, that we have to do our engage in Krishna service. But still the miseries are coming. Miseries are not stopping.
Yeah.
And happiness is also not stopping.
Yeah.
So what is the thing in this Kali Yuga that we are doing this Harinam, Mahaprabhu gave the Harinam, chant Harinam, Kali Kali, Harinam, Harinam, Kevala Harinam. So we are chanting Harinam, we are bringing everything in. And these miseries are also coming. Even if you say we don't want to die, even death is coming, we just do precautions. We go to hospital and see that I don't die. Even if I'm suffering, even I have so many problems, but still I don't want to die. So why it is like that in Kali Yuga, the death? Nobody is accepting the death.
Thank you very much. That's why the topic of this, the title of this text we are reading is The Instructions of a Civilized Man. A civilized man is one who wants to escape. This world is a prison house. This world is called Dukkalayam Asaswatam. Dukkalayam Asaswatam. It's a temporary place full of miseries. It's not like a prison house. When you're in the prison, you don't think of enjoyment in the prison house. This world, even this body we are living in, is a prison. This world is a component of 8 elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. So, the miseries comes to show you that this is not your home. You have to go back home to your home. Your real home, there is no miseries. Hare Krishna. Maybe the class is too long. And time? Okay. Hare Krishna.
Any other questions? I have one final question.
Yes, Pam. Yeah.
So this boy was a Brahman and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj.
Yeah.
Normally, Brahmans are meant to be cool-headed. Brahmans are meant to be very thoughtful.
Yes.
So, how do we understand that a Brahmana was this control? How he is reacted so passively or ignorantly, and yet to get the qualities of course.
Thank you very much. In Kali Yuga, it's an age of hypocrisy, quarrels, iron age. So you must expect all these things to happen in Kali Yuga. In bygone ages like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Brahmanas, they only do jagya. They only perform their duties. But in Kali Yuga, all the good qualities start falling down, reducing. That was the cause for the Brahmana to cause the king. According to my knowledge, this is what I understand, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I don't want to speculate. Hare Krishna, I think it's time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.